Until we meet again. Billy, bye. All the best. 206th contact, Friday, March 7, 1986, 11:04 a.m., Quetzal, 1. You seem to have something that is of importance, that you have called me. Billy, exactly. Here, I received this letter from Franz Joseph Strauss, the Prime Minister of Bavaria in Germany, who is also a chairman of the party Christian Socialist Union. You can read it. He asks whether I can give him exact predictions for the next 20 years, namely in relation to the development of the economy and in regards to the anarchism and terror of certain extremist groups, etc. Also, he asks me whether I can calculate for him how long he can still administer his office and what his life expectancy is. He thinks that I could probably give him information because he would bear the truth with certainty. And since you told me that the world economy, German politics, and Franz Joseph Strauss, along with the study of extremist groups, were of special interest to you and that you would thoroughly deal with these things, it would probably be right if, because of this letter, I asked you for advice on what I should do. Quetzal, 2. First, let me read the whole letter. Billy, of course, sorry. Quetzal, 3. The words that are written here are good, and because I am able to judge Franz Joseph Strauss very well as a result of my investigations and observations, I think it is very well appropriate if you give him exhaustive information, but I must still explain some concerns to you. 4. However, you should make sure to comply with his desire, not to speak publicly of his concerns during his lifetime and, thus, not to speak about his letter, but only within the dedicated circle. Billy, he writes that I am to destroy his letter. Quetzal, 5. You should give attention to his confidence in you. Billy, I didn't have anything else in mind. I'll burn his letter immediately, as well as a possible response. Quetzal, 6. He will certainly thank you for your explanations because that is his type. Billy, thus, I will write to him. How long his lifetime will be, however, I do not know, also not whether he would bear such information. Quetzal, 7. The man is like a primitive man, one who thinks realistically and is hard in the taking, tough, as you always say. Billy, you probably mean that he is quaint, so earthy, straightforward, and simple, etc. Quetzal, 8. That is correct. 9. Then the meaning of my words is that he is quaint. 10. Concerning his impending lifespan, I can enlighten you, so you can inform him of it. 11. My prediction relating to this has clearly shown that he only has about 32 months to go, before he will pass from life into death. 12. The date of his death will be the 3rd of October, 1988. Billy, so he will be 73 years old. His demise, what will be the reason for it? Not an assassination attempt or something? Quetzal, 13. No, the reason will be heart failure and circulatory failure. Billy, so, then tell me what I should write to him, everything except what I already know. Also, you can tell me the answer to the question that Hans Benz gave to me, regarding the economic situation for the next few years, until around the turn of the millennium. In particular, he is interested in the company Sulzer and other large-scale enterprises in Switzerland. Quetzal, 14. Actually, I shouldn't explain anything about that, but since it concerns a problem that will get out of control within a short time and that also lies in the interest of the Swiss population, I still want to share some facts with you in an official form. 15. In the coming times, much harm will result for the Swiss economy, namely by the effects of profiteering and the consequent mismanagement of irresponsible administrators, presidents, directors, owners, and managers, who strive for millions of sums for their income and who will unscrupulously and irresponsibly ruin, exploit, and destroy all kinds of newer and old established companies, that is, enterprises. 16. Thus, as you always say, all sorts of businesses, with dozens or even hundreds and thousands of employees and workers, will be sold off, dissolved, driven into bankruptcy, or merged with other companies. 17. Incredible loans will be granted by the banks to the businesses, etc., whereby the companies will get into debt, namely in millions and billions of amounts, loans that can never be repaid and that ultimately lead to bankruptcy. 18. Thus, irresponsible management and profiteering, as well as the related mismanagement, will lead to the impoverishment of the private sector, but this won't only be so for Switzerland but also for Germany and all other industrialized nations of the world. 19. And with respect to the specific question of Hans Benz, which is related to the company Sulzer, I must say that even this will disintegrate more and more in a few years and will lose its old value and character as well as reputation. 20. It will be very bad with the Swiss national pride, namely in the year 2001, when the Swisser will be entered by irresponsible managers and administrators, etc., by mismanagement, megalomania, inflated salaries and severance amounts for outgoing leaders, as well as just as excessive salaries for personnel and pilots, etc., and by megalomaniac business connections and business interests, which are reflected in an economic criminal form, as one would actually have to say, although the necessary capital will be missing for this. 21. But unfortunately, it will be such that those who are responsible won't be held accountable when everything has gone so far, rather, others who are innocent will be held financially responsible for this. 22. Falsely, also much guilt will be awarded for an event that will occur on the 11th of September, 2001 in America, when fundamentalist, radical extremists, who hate Americans, will murder thousands of people in an act of terrorism, about which I may not mention the closer details officially but rather only tell you confidentially. 23. It. Billy, wait, please. Can't one prevent these things if I announced them? Quetzal, 24. You know that this isn't possible because my explanation doesn't concern a prophecy but a prediction, which resulted from a look into the future. 25. Therefore, it is irrevocable. 26. And if you would mention the exact details publicly, then the result would only be much worse, namely that the Third World War would be triggered. 27. Nevertheless, this danger will still exist because America will take revenge for the inhuman act of terrorism and will request the NATO countries to provide assistance in this act of vengeance. 28. The great baller for this will, through inconsistencies, be appointed the new president of the USA only a few months earlier, a man by the name of Bush, whose father will have already been a US president. 29. This man is absolutely inhumane in his thinking and feeling for his fellow man and a matchless advocate for the death penalty and capital punishment. 30. In this form, he will sign many death sentences during his preceding governorship and, along with this, allow many innocent people to be executed. 31. His humaneness always only refers to his own person and, on a smaller scale, also to his closest family members. 32. Furthermore, he is currently just as power-hungry as he will also be later. 33. When things happen where he cannot immediately find the right way, he immediately loses control of himself and his actions, which will also be the case when a terrorist attack has occurred. 34. He is a man of unpredictability and has an unusually strong tendency toward hatred and revenge, which, just through the terrorist attack, will bring into the spotlight the danger of the Third World War, which can only be prevented by the reason of the American people and the rest of the world, which is doubtful yet not to be ruled out, despite everything. Billy, may one at least openly ask and say, whose power and plan will devise and carry out the act of terrorism? Quetzal, 35. Among others, it will be a man from Saudi Arabia, who will stay at the time in Afghanistan under the protection of the so-called Taliban, who will hold a form of murderous and terrorist power in themselves. 36. They will be fundamentalist and extreme Islamic fanatics, by whom a lot of people will be sentenced to death by Taliban courts, including women and children. 37. No other group will be found as their equal at that time on the earth. Billy, however, you still didn't say the name of the Saudi who, according to your words, will be the real person responsible. Quetzal, 38. As I said, he comes from Saudi Arabia. 39. As a more than hundredfold millionaire, he will construct a worldwide terrorist organization of fanatical Islamic believers and run the world through these deadly acts of terrorism. 40. His name is Osama bin Laden. Billy, the guy is unknown to me. I've never heard of him. Quetzal, 41. That will soon change because the name will become world-renowned in the 90s at the latest. Billy, dubious honor for the guy. But tell me, how does it actually stand with the religions? You once said that Islam and Buddhism would be on the rise worldwide. Quetzal, 42. That is correct. 43. The next world religions that will win the upper hand worldwide, beyond the numerously existing sects of all kinds that are becoming more prominent, are Buddhism and Islam, whereby particularly Christians will indulge in and fall victim to such beliefs. 44. This is now already based on the fact that these foreign faiths fascinate and, on the other hand, seem to be more logical than belief in an incarnate Son of God. 45. This, even though the other religions also exhibit many illogical facts, through which the people would have to recognize that even these are nothing but pure fabrications of humans. 46. But where intellect and rationality as well as the will for independence, truth, and responsibility are missing, no cognition can be gained. 47. With regard to your question, Islamic fundamentalism will increase more and more, which will often degenerate into hatred, desire for revenge, racial and religious hatred, and terrorism. 48. But this may never be interpreted by the other religions and their believers as true Islam because fanatical fundamentalism, which also occurs in certain respects with other religions and sects of all kinds, has nothing to do with the actual religion and, thus, also nothing to do with its believers. 49. In truth, fundamentalism is as much a stranger to a religion as also fanaticism and extremism. 50. These forms are rejected by Islam, as well as by the upright Muslim believers, as this is also the case with the upright believers of other religions. 51. But this is also well known to you because during your learning in all the years of your travels, you also concerned yourself with Islam, became a Muslim, and even received the title of Sheikh, so Prince. Billy, I did. Yes. That's right. But I discarded all the adopted religions again. For me, they were always only a means for learning. Quetzal, 52. That is correct and known to me. 53. But now, we should turn our attention to those concerns that I still have to explain to you in confidence, so that you can tell them to Franz Joseph Strauss. Billy, all right. Then go ahead. The rest of the conversation was not released for public viewing. 207th Contact, Monday, March 17, 1986, 9:11 a.m., Billy, today, I first have a question about your space-time configuration, which is practically another dimension, but which is parallel to ours and, therefore, is materially the same. Our universe is called the Dern Universe, what about with our dimension and your dimension, what do you call these? Quetzal, 1. We denote your dimension with the term Garan, while we call ours Sivas. Billy, aha, and these two dimensions, that is these two different space-time configurations, are materially identical in their construction and existence? Quetzal, 2. That is correct. Billy, and as it stands with the destroyer, then, it would also have to consist of matter, as this is also existent in our space-time configuration, right? Quetzal, 3. That, too, is correct. Billy, good. Then another question with regard to Earth's moon. For some time, scientists have maintained that the Earth's moon had its origin in or on the Earth. There is the theory that it had been ejected as an entire block of Earth, while another theory purports that huge dust clouds as well as smaller and larger chunks of rock and earth were thrown from the Earth by the impact of a massive comet or another planet. The comet or planet involved should have been about as large as the planet Mars, etc. The ejected material should have collected in the course of time and should have developed into the Moon. But in contrast, you explained that the Earth's moon penetrated from your space-time configuration into ours and then into the Sol system, in which it was then captured by the Earth as a satellite. Quetzal, 4. The assumptions of the terrestrial scientists do not correspond to the truth because the origin of the Earth's moon does not trace back to the Earth and, thus, not to a collision or such with a Mars-sized comet or planet. 5. The Moon found its way out of our space-time configuration at an early time and penetrated into yours, after which it was held by the Earth by its attractive force and orbits around the planet since that time, deviating more and more from the Earth, and it still influences the Earth's rotation today as it did at the very beginning and, thus, creates a braking effect. Billy, you've already explained this to me before. But how is it with the matter of the Moon? Of what kind is it? Quetzal, 6. It is, at least in certain parts, the same as the matter of the Earth, but other forms of matter also appear. 7. Also the isotopic compositions, with respect to oxygen, etc., are largely similar and sometimes even identical with those of earthly matter. 8. Unfortunately, this fact will one day lead to the scientific false diagnosis that the Earth's moon was formed from ejected matter of the Earth. Billy, then quite frankly, to them, one will barely be able to set the truth as a counterargument, for the earthly scientists are sufficiently and only too well known for their bigotry. Quetzal, 9. That will probably be so, when the time comes that matter comparisons, etc. can find their use. Billy, do you know when that will be? Quetzal, 10. No, in this respect, I can only make an estimate according to the earthly technical development. 11. This brings me to about 15 to 20 years before the earthly isotope geology will have progressed so far with its technical measuring capabilities that respectable and accurate results can be achieved. Billy, then it will be so after the turn of the millennium. Quetzal, 12. So I suppose. Billy, another question. Sam Jace once told me that the Americans desperately strive to undermine the German language, in order to destroy it, make it disappear, and eradicate it. This should be the case since the Second World War. Can you tell me something about this? Quetzal, 13. With what Sam Jace explained to you, it concerns a fact that actually also traces back to the Second World War. 14. Already during the war, it was decided for all American forms of politics to undermine the German language by all possible means and make it disappear, as you say, in order to smooth the way for the worldwide dissemination of the American language, a modification of the original English language. 15. This is done by the entire American economy, as well as by the military, the secret services and the sects, the actual government policy, and through all other things that generate an influence in any form and through which the German language can be subverted. 16. The American secret resolution is that the German language is supposed to be replaced by the American, namely in a worldwide form, as I already explained. 17. The American language should, slowly but surely, become the world language, which should replace all other languages, so not just the German. 18. This is also a reason why Americans, once they have found entrance into a country in some form, no longer let themselves be driven out but, as far as possible, stay in it for all times. 19. This is also connected with the American plans for world domination, from which increasingly follows their nature of playing world police, from which arise many hotbeds of war. 20. What is still to be said on top of that, I mean in reference to the undermining of the German language by the Americans, is that the American language and the actual English language are extremely deficient and poor in expression, as well as incapable of being expanded upon and limited. 21. This is in complete contrast to the German language, which finds no equal in its mightiness and possibility of expression, not in any place or in any other language on earth. 22. The German language is a continuation of the Old Aryan language, and it is practically the only language on earth that can be endlessly developed and expanded upon in an absolutely understandable form, this being in the form of the possible combination of words and terms or in the new creation of words and terms, etc. 23. A fact that is not possible with the American language or with the actual English language or with any other language, as it is with the German language, which must be designated as the world's best language. Billy, that is a word. There probably isn't any more to be said in addition. Quetzal, 24. Nevertheless, a word is still necessary, namely that all German-speaking people should be mindful not to let their precious language be undermined by the English and American languages. 25. Thus, all American and English words and terms should, if possible, be discarded from usage, namely in the everyday use of the language as well as in the schools, in politics and economics, in the media, and wherever English or American words and terms, etc. appear. 26. This should be the duty of every person who speaks the German language because this is, indeed and without a doubt, the most valuable language on earth. 27. Anyone who doesn't respond to such extends his hand to the Americans for the criminal act of the undermining and eradication of the valuable German language. Billy, with that, everything should probably be clearly explained. Then another question. In the New Testament of the Christian religion, there is talk in the Sermon on the Mount that Manuel should have fed 5,000 people, namely through the increase of fish and bread. To my knowledge, that is not true because in this connection, the memory banks only speak of just 250 people who participated in the so-called Sermon on the Mount. Also, these weren't just men, as it is said in the New Testament, like among other things in John chapter 6 and verse 10, rather, they were mostly women and children who followed Manuel up the mountain, whereby the mountain was truly more of a hill. Thus, the 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, which Manuel increased by his powers of consciousness, weren't provided for 5,000 men but rather only for 250 people, that is women and children, among whom there were only 40 men. Now, my question is this, when was the falsification made in relation to the alleged 5,000 people? Quetzal, 28. That happened through John, as well as through the other disciples. Billy, so it was still in Manuel's lifetime. Quetzal, 29. Yes, he lived at that time when the falsifications were made, already in India, where he also married and fathered several children with his wife. 30. The falsifications originated from exaggerations. Translators insert, in the evening his disciples came to him and said, "This area is deserted and night is falling over the land. Tell the people to go away so that they can buy food and drink in the villages." But Manuel said, "It is not necessary that they go away. Give them food and drink." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves of bread and 3 fish." And he said, "Bring them to me." And telling the people to stay put, he took the 5 loaves of bread and the 3 fish, spoke secret words, broke the loaves of bread, cut up the fish and gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were filled, and they saved what was left over, 12 baskets full of pieces. And there were about 5,000 who had eaten. Talmud Manuel, chapter 16, verses 20-26 end of insert. Billy, then one more question. Initially, it was only Judas Iscariot who could read and write. But to my knowledge, he also instructed all the other disciples in this art, which wasn't very popular at that time. Quetzal, 31. That is correct. 32. Besides Judas Iscariot, all the other disciples were illiterates, who learned partially how to read in a short time by Judas, but not how to write. 33. But now, it is again time, my friend, that I leave you and return to pursue my other duties. 34. Until we meet again. Billy, by then. Until we meet again. 208th Contact, Tuesday, April 8, 1986, 5:27 a.m., Billy, on the Great Journey, I spoke with Tua about the fact that the earthly scientists still haven't figured out what actually causes fear in people, that is where the actual origin is to be sought for this. Unfortunately, this conversation was not kept and, thus, was not recorded. Can you, perhaps, mention again the three most important factors through which fear can arise in its origin? Quetzal, 1. On the one hand, fear can be genetically conditioned, but on the other hand, it can also be caused by a wrong upbringing, as well as by ignorance and misconceptions. Billy, so also by imagination and fantasy. Quetzal, 2. That is correct. Billy, as Tua explained to me, fear, if it is not corrected and if it arises in the form of ignorance, misconceptions, imagination, and fantasy, may have effects on the genes and, consequently, program these over time, by what means fear then appears via the genes and becomes inheritable, as this is also the case with many other things, from which some degenerations and also evolutionary values can emerge. A fact, as Tua explained, that is still unknown to the earthly scientists, however, and that will only be recognized in the future, which shouldn't be too far off anymore. Quetzal, 3. That, too, is correct. Billy, then a question about aggression. Tua told me that the so-called neurotransmitter, serotonin, restrains aggression. The greater the amount of serotonin in the brain of a person is, the less aggressive the person would be. Did I understood this correctly? Quetzal, 4. What you said is correct. Billy, nice. Recently, you said that scientists were working, at full speed all around the Earth, on decoding the DNA of different animals and humans. Quetzal, 5. I spoke of that, yes. 6. Experiments and researches of this kind have already run in various laboratories of many earthly countries for many years, whereby also some successes were achieved. 7. However, the coming time will very quickly bring more successes in this connection, whereby it will probably be around the turn of the millennium that the entire Earth human DNA will be decoded. 8. But already years prior to this, the relevant progresses and successes will lead to this and be constantly developed and refined, such that through this, the awareness of crimes will increase in a rising measure. Billy, DNA, genetic engineering, and everything connected therewith will inevitably lead in the coming time to enormous changes and progresses in a variety of scientific and technological fields. Medical science will benefit from this tremendously, as well as the biological and technical sciences. So you said. Quetzal, 9. You remember correctly. 10. The aforesaid is correct. Billy, for my part, Sveth taught me that there are various forms of human intelligence and, thus, not just one type. Thus, he explained that there is an emotional intelligence, a thought-feeling intelligence, and a creative intelligence, along with a musical intelligence, an intellectual intelligence, an individual intelligence, and a general intelligence. Further, he also mentioned idea intelligence, fantasy intelligence, and character intelligence, as well as consciousness intelligence, but these are not all of the manifestations. All forms of intelligence taken together, namely in their full value, result in the actual intelligence quotient. The higher the quotient is, the more intense and the higher the speed of thought is, with the maximum speed of thought being the speed of light. And the higher the person's speed of thought and combination is, the higher his intelligence should be. This all seems clear and also logical to me, in complete contrast to the so-called IQ tests, which are made by pompous earthly psychologists, etc. As to the question, what is to be made of these tests? Quetzal, 11. The use of these intelligence quotient tests among the earthly psychology practitioners is well known to me. 12.